Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 59 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Fog. 56 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees.
Some of those bites are Yeah, they need some work. So.
Yeah, that site was actually in pretty good shape. But something must have happened. Totally dead. I'm well within range, and it doesn't answer back at all. Yeah, I added the 2-6 down in Traverse City to my radio, and it's interesting. It reaches out with a really weak signal, and I don't know why my radio will pick it up over the Sheboygan repeater, which I think is the 7-4. Hang tight. Yeah, I'm talking on the 7-4 right now, so. But if I leave my radio in stand, I still pick up the 2-6, or the 2-8 2-6 in Traverse City. So it's really weird, anyway. So sorry about that. I get the founder insight here. So which way are you heading? I'm sorry.
I'm heading south from Kinross, Pappy, St. Marie, and St. Agnes. Just getting close to St. Agnes now. That's where I work.
Oh, yeah, I think we've talked before. Yeah. Sorry I got sidetracked on all the radio stuff. It's just been doing some odd things lately. Even the cell service has been strange lately. What the heck is going on? Maybe it's the super moon, huh? I don't know. Crazy. Yeah, you have to work at the hospital, if I remember right. Is that true?
Yep, that is correct. And yeah, cell phones have been kind of weird lately. Same with internet. I think there's some bugs that are working out of the system, at least up on our side. Our cell towers, I think most of them go through PFN. I don't know what's going on, but there's definitely something going on. We've had a lot of random issues. AT&T's been down a couple times up this way. Hopefully they get it resolved. Even my home internet, which I don't use AT&T or PFN, I just use Spectrum or Charter, whatever they are now. But it's been up and down every now and then, and it's slow speed, so no idea what's going on, but there's definitely something going on.
Yeah, yesterday on the way home, I tried to call my wife, and my phone signal, instead of bars or LTE, was displaying SOS. So, go figure that.
Yeah, I think hopefully they'll be doing some upgrades or something. Cause I don't know if we just, as an area, use more than what they're able to handle. Or if they're just, getting up there and aid some of the stuff. But with all the grant money and stuff that the government gives them to keep everything going and the money they make off of us, on top of it, you think they'd keep things working and have the extra capacity?
It's not their busy season. Most of the tourists are gone. A lot of the summer folks are gone, so I don't think it's the busy season. Hopefully they're upgrading to 5G or something, it's really odd how we're losing our cell service. You'd think they would keep the LTE live and then pull the 5G in on top of it, then turn it down or something, but it's weird. I tried to put a call into Verizon this morning, but I got the automated knucklehead attendant thing, so maybe I'll try them later if I have a chance to think about it. I'm just curious. Hearing that they're having problems too makes me feel better about my device, so probably something they're playing with.
Yeah, it's possible, because I know they've been running a lot more fiber with all the government grants, because they're paying to get fiber to all these rural areas, which is nice, better speed, stuff like that, but I wonder if maybe something just isn't ready, something down the line or something like that that needs to be upgraded or whatnot, or it's going to support all the extra stuff being added on. But I hear you, you know, it's also not tourist time anymore, so we don't have as much traffic or anything like that, so we don't have any cell phones in the network up here. But they've added a lot more stuff with random things. I know a lot of people are going to home internet via cell, just because it's easier. And I know even like Charter, Spectrum, whatever they are, if you get one of their newer cable boxes, it's not really cable anymore. It connects in to your Wi-Fi, and basically it's just a streaming box that they stream out of. So it's, everything's kind of gone the modern age with a lot of that stuff, which is great, don't get me wrong. I'm all for it. I work in IT, so I definitely see the benefits of it, but, you know, I wonder if our infrastructure is not ready for everything yet.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I'm starting to lose you, or I'm starting to lose the 7-4, I'm gonna let you go so you don't have to put up with bad service here. So, you have a wonderful day at work today, and we will try to catch you next time. 73, KI7, UFD Mobile.
Yeah, you're starting to come in a little choppy. I just got to work, so, thank you, and you have a great one as well, 73.
Clear. Good morning, 0800 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 60 degrees.
And a YSS in the mobile monitoring. Anybody out there?
Notch, but not anymore.
Sammy, I'm getting a phone call from the boss. I'll be back. Oh, quick, and a back.
Good and quick. It was quick anyway, so. How's it going today? I'm not sure where you're at, but yeah, you're. The first time you come in there, I heard you, no problem, but now you've got noise and static in there.
Yeah, I just stopped in Ellis Rapids. I'm now north of Ellis Rapids, so it shouldn't be too bad now. It might be a little rocky, I don't know. My machine's got some receive problems. It's got a variable frequency drive exhaust fan about 6 feet away from the antenna. So I got to move the antenna up and over away from it. I just got to find the time to do it. So I'm headed up to Toronto Boy today to do a PM on a multi-site capacity, or no, single-site capacity plus turbo system.
There you go. Well, keep you busy by the sounds of it. I'm on my way to Midland to pick up a load to go to Brighton today. So I was in St. Charles and got a load of pals, took them to Bay City, and now I'm on my way to Midland to Brighton. So it's going to be another beautiful day for a ride.
Skippy, don't know, something like that. What's the deal? Yep, I have to go to the top of a silo at the and from what I gathered, it's gonna be full of stuff. I gotta bring a vacuum up there, so if that tells you anything.
Yeah, been there, done that. Two sites like that. That's what you got to deal with, I guess. I didn't hear the city you were going to.
I'm headed to Charlevoix.
Oh, gotcha. I can kind of probably guess where you're going then. Yeah. So, I got a few sites like that. As long as the rodents stay out, that's a big thing too. Keep the mice out, build the nests, and the one site, burn site there we had, I went there and it was crazy. It had glass doors on it and you could look in and see the mice running around building the nests. It's like, man, it was bad. They had everything stuffed full of stuff.
No fun. You ever seen snakes? Remember that when our stuff was at Scott, at the Ultimate Tower, snake skins on the floor.
Yeah, I missed what you said was on the floor. Yeah, you know, I like the two post racks for ease of working on stuff, but man, I sure like the cabinets where you can close the doors and keep the rodents out.
Yeah, have you seen snakes?
Yeah, the two posts are easier to work on stuff, but man, something to be said about being able to close it up. And I know you're not always going to keep the rodents out, but you can make a pretty good attempt at keeping the mice out by doing certain stuff.
Right on. And the company phone is ringing again, so I got to bounce again. Anyway.
KVSWR, you're just starting to get better too.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 67 degrees.
KVSWR.
KVH Mobile.
Cool, that's a lot better.
Yeah, also when you go up a hill, that's pretty tall.
Yeah, I had to go into the office and get checked in, and I've got to go through security here to get in the gate.
Yeah, the repeater dropped off real hard there. I didn't catch a whole lot of that. Yeah, I'll have to try it later. It's still not great. Any viewage. Alpha Charlie Echo, listening.
Nah, sorry, I was just dealing with security, trying to get in the plant here. KVSWR. KVSWR. KVSWR.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 76 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly cloudy, 80 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, partly sunny, 81 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly sunny, 81 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 83 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, partly sunny, 83 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly sunny, 82 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly sunny, 78 degrees.
Roger, copy that. This is Kilo Echo 8. Sierra Echo Victor in East Alwas. Anybody copy transmission?
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly clear. 72 degrees.
Roger that. Good conditions down here. Yeah, Mother Nature's helping us out on the 2-meter band, East Alwas. Usually don't hear this repeater, but yeah, please be monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours, Clear. 69 degrees.
KI-7, Germany Mobile, listening on 6.
Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 66 degrees.